Someone told you knee pain is just getting older? They were wrong. The Joint Relief Institute offers fast joint pain relief covered by Medicare. Call 708-888-0000, as in zero pain.
Let's get some extremely local news from Block Club Chicago. Seamus Toomey, and it's sort of an opening day around here, Seamus, isn't it? And we've got something opening up in Lakeview. What's happening?
Good morning, Bob. Yes, it's, this is one of those days of things are reopening and there's hope in the air. We're trying to keep a tabs on all these things around the neighborhoods. The one in Lakeview is the very popular Low Line Market, which is a farmer's market that runs underneath the Brown Line tracks right at about the Southport Brown Line station. Hugely popular. It's going to be different this year, obviously, but it's going to reopen. They're targeting June 4th, next Thursday, which will be the day after Mayor Lightfoot's has given guidance for more things to open around the city. It's a night market, 3:30 to 7:30. And some of the changes are some of the things we've talked about at the other markets that are consolidating around town, including we talked on Wednesday about the one opening in Six Corners later in June. But, they're asking people, please don't, touch any of the merchandise unless you're buying it. If you're, stay 6 feet away from everybody, pre-order if possible, credit if possible. Don't expect change back if you're paying with cash. Just some of the really basic things. But, it's one of those very normal things that people like to do is just to get out in their neighborhood and buy some fresh produce. So it's a good sign.
It is. It's the new normal as well. And now over to Wicker Park and word about an alderman and a 16-story building that's going to go up at a popular neighborhood corner.
Right. Yeah, this is, I guess, another thing of the new normal, getting back to the normal is aldermen having fights with their predecessors and within the city council. Wicker Park they threw their last alderman out, Proco Joe Moreno, last year. The new guy, Daniel LaSpada, he took action this week on a there's been a very controversial high rise that they want to build at the what they call the Polish Triangle of Ashland Division in Milwaukee. For years, so neighbors have been protesting it, saying it's just they're really packing too many things into that corner. Wicker Park's really building up now in a lot of these major intersections, and they're trying to slow it down a little bit. On the last day he was in office, Joe Moreno quietly pushed through his zoning change that let this go from a 4-story building to a 16-story building, and no one really knew about it until a couple of weeks later. Well, he got bounced from office in the election, and LaSpada said he tried to work with the developers, but just this week he said, "I'm going back to what it normally was, 4 stories. This is aldermanic prerogative, as they call it."
Aldermanic prerogative, right. Definitely a Chicagoism. And finally, in South Chicago, a big project is going to be going on East 91st.
Yeah, this is really great news for the South Chicago neighborhood. Their YMCA at 91st Street shut down 3 years ago. And, just one of those community institutions that not only was, tons of recreational opportunities for the neighborhood, but also, quite a bit of housing that went away. It was just announced that the building has been sold to a collection of charities, including the Claritians, and they are going to rebuild the center into 101 affordable senior apartments, as well as they're going to renovate the community areas of it. So the gym with the running track, meeting rooms, there's going to be health and wellness screenings, there's going to be a computer lab, job certification programs, and a huge auditorium. It's a $26 million project. They hope to kick it off, start doing some of the exterior work on the building later this year. We've got photos of it on our website. It's really a gorgeous old building, red brick, it's over 100 years old. You know, it's been there. It's a rock of the community. So the fact that a bunch of folks are banding together, the cities and state are throwing some money at this project, it's really, they're really hoping to give people their sort of their neighborhood center back.
Yeah, that is good news. Glad to hear they're going ahead with that at 3039 East 91st. Seamus Toomey, more at blockclubchicago.org. Thanks for today's extremely local news edition, and enjoy the weekend, Seamus. We'll talk to you Monday.
Thanks, Bob. You too.
All right. We'll see ya.